Okay, B'siyata D'Shemaya, on page Kuf Chaf Aleph in the Siva Shalom, we're going to get into the term that's used for this week's parsha, Shabbos Shira. That, of course, because Az Yashir is found in the parsha, it's referred to as Shabbos Shira. So the Rebbe says as follows: Shabbazu Nikra Shabbos Shira V'Inyana Al Derech Maima HaRebbe Kodesh Meruzhin De Kishem Shehazman Ma'ores Hakriya. The Pesach Korim B'Torah Me'in Azman is a parsha she's in Mitzrayim. Kacha Kriya Moreres Es Hazman. We sometimes, says the Rebbe, read certain things in the parsha. That's because that the period of time dictates we should read those passages. So, for example, when it comes to Pesach, so we read about going out of Mitzrayim. The Rebbe says the inverse is also true, that there are times that when we read something from the parsha, then that creates a certain mitzius in the day. So in regards to Shabbos Shira, by reading the Shira itself, that turns the Shabbos into a Shabbos Shira. So this custom of having the choirs get together on Shabbos Shira, I guess there is some idea that the Shabbos itself becomes a Shabbos of Shira. Now what we're going to need to understand is what exactly that means. The Rebbe then continues on with Mamish HaChassidus Shemaisa that I think Litvish people would make fun of. He says that the Rebbe of Rupshitz one time began to say Hallel on Parshas Boy because he had just gone out of Mitzrayim with the reading of the Torah, so he had begun to say Hallel. I don't know if that's from my Litvish perspective. I have two sides to me. From my Litvish perspective, that's a little off, but the Nesivah Shalom thought that was a praise. What's that? Presumably without a bracha. Correct. So, but either way, but okay. However you understand that maisa, getting back to the real world, seven lines from the bottom. Vizel inyan Shabbos Shira. Sha'idea kriya moreres bo ha'ra shel shiras hayom. Because Moshe bir b'zara kadosh. Vayomru lemar. The Zohar has an interesting deal. Oz yashem Moshe bnei Yisrael es ha'shira zoz. Vayomru. Vayomru Leymar. What's that double lashon? Vayomru Leymar. So he says, Ludare Darin. Vayomru Leymar, they said for generations. In other words, they didn't just say in that time. They said so that for generations, like we said this morning, Az Yashir, Shahara Shaisa Bikriyas Yamsev, Shirasa Shivcha Yam, Mashal Cheska Babuzi Bin Yam, Zekev and Veyu, Ha'ara Zos, Hishrishu, Babi Rasan, the Kol Adoras. It was put into us for all the generations. The concept of Shira is something that's very high. V'roi ha'isa Chizkiyah lios Mashiach. And Chizkiyah HaMelech should have been Mashiach after there was a tremendous miracle with Sancheriv. Rak shelo amar Shira al Yeshua Hashem b'mapela Sancheriv. But he didn't say Shira. So there is something very, very religiously powerful and even required that an experience in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us, that we shouldn't only recognize it intellectually, but we should also make sure that we express it in Shira. Now, what we're not going to, the Rebbe is going to discuss less today, which I like to sometimes examine, just but I feel I at least mention it, is what exactly is Shira? You know, is Shira just simply song? Or maybe Shira also has many other components to it. The Rebbe is not going to talk too much about that. There's this beautiful line that I've said in the past that the Baal HaTanya held that a niggun without words was a higher madrega than a niggun with words. Because malachim don't speak. Malachim sing. So in Chassidus, it's a machlokus between Chassidim and Rav Baruch Ber. Rav Baruch Ber was makbid, all his nigunim were sung with words. So it's two different Nahar and Nahar Upashte, two different traditions. So I'm fond of saying that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, when he would say this over, he would say, and I'm imitating the great tzaddik out of love, he would say, and I say a nigun without the nigun, that's the highest madrega. That was a Soloveitchikian take of the thing. Now, if you think about it, that what Rav Aaron was doing was saying something very, very profound. What he was saying is that a nigun is really the song of the neshama. But if you feel the song of your neshama, you don't even need to sing a nigun with words or a nigun without words. So then that's an even higher madrega. Lamaisa, I don't subscribe as much as I'm a Talmud of Rabbi Aaron's Torah. I don't subscribe to that mahalach. I think children, particularly, and all of us, we all are children, need music. So he says that it's only with Kriyas Yamsuf that everything really culminates, where Klal Yisrael realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's profound hashgacha for them. And that's the Shira. He doesn't elaborate now on that so much. And now he's going to get into the fact that we said that the Shabbos is called Shabbos Shira. So he's going to focus on the Shabbos component of Shira. Ubechina zu shel Shira yeshna b'Shabbos Kodesh. This concept, however you define what Shira is, that concept is clearly exists on Shabbos as well. Kimoda Amrinam v'yom ha'shvi mishabeach v'omer. Mizmar shir liyom ha'Shabbos tov lodos Hashem. That we say Mizmar shir liyom ha'Shabbos. V'hayim shev Shabbos kodesh yesh gam kein esara azol shel shira. So the Rebbe is going to argue that we have this week kaful kiflayim. We have the double concept of shira. We have the shira in the kriya, and then we have the really. He says every Shabbos is a Shabbos of shira, and that's beautiful. That's why in every Shabbos we sing. We don't only sing on Shabbos Shira. But every Shabbos is really Shabbos Shira. This is what he calls the Shabbos Shira Kafel Kiflayim. Ki Shabbos Kodesh Yesh Neshama Yisera Shinyana Bechina Ispashtos HaGashmi. So what is, intellectually, what is this Shira? So he explains as follows. He says that it's Ispashtos HaGashmias. It's when an individual removes himself from the shackle of Gashmias. That's what happens on Shabbos. And Memela V'Ostu Shevach V'Shira L'Elokim Asher Shabbos Shira. Top of page Kuf Chav Beis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order to give to us. Says most of our week is with struggles. If you struggle this week, then you're a human being. If you struggle this week. If you had a good week, so you're a lucky human being. But at the end of the day, the weeks are the Sheshes and Mebreshes has struggles. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for us to get pleasure. Could be someone who has a tough week turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I didn't have that much Hanah this week. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for us, for our good. So how do we reconcile this age-old philosophical problem? So the Rebbe does it in beautiful Hasidish style. Ella, tachlis v'siyah tov v'shiyesh nehus hasheh basar v'dom yiskel l'zanag al-shem v'lenos b'ziv shkinasa. Amnam kolz man sha'odom notun b'masar haguv. But if a person is trapped in the corporeal part of this world, and corporeal part means many things. Number one, he's trapped by his desires. Number two, he's trapped by his responsibilities. He's trapped by the challenges that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given him. He's chasious, he made voracious. He is trapped in an olam hagufi. Vehareyu misyaser b'yisurei olam atos. The best word way English to translate tos would probably be his travails. He is stuck in his life's travails. Acha emes ki kol yisurei aguf ein ba'et mamish. The truth is, none of that is really a travail. All of it is for our best. Kol man david rachmana letav avid. V'heim davar hacholef l'umas ha'atav al yonah shekosh baruch hu baras olam leitiv ba lebruav. And if a person saw the big picture, he would see everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him in this world as a chesed. She Yehudi yegiyah l'oz tisanig al Hashem. Ela shelzeh tzarech ispashtus hagashmis. But to reach any of that akara, he needs to break those shackles that are almost definitional to Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already cursed Adam, and he said, B'zeyas HaPecha Toch Alechem. So what are you going to do? While you're doing B'zeyas HaPecha Toch Alechem, you're going to perceive the world entirely not as B'zeyas HaPecha Toch Alechem. It is B'zeyas HaPecha Toch Alechem. So there's this like catch 22, this philosophical catch 22, where on the one hand he's aware intellectually that Kol Man David Rachmana L'Tav Avid, yet at the same time the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world is, it's almost, it's very difficult to see it, B'Shas Maisa, when he's in that state of B'Zeyas HaPecha. V'zeu b'chinas Shabbos Kodesh. So that's the Shira of Shabbos Kodesh. V'karasa l'Shabbos Oneg. You will call Shabbos Oneg. Oz tisaneg al Hashem, as the Zemar says. And then you will have, oz tisaneg al Hashem. Then a person will have, as the Matzilus Yisharim said, lehenos l'saneg al Hashem, v'lenos b'ziv shchinas. So he'll have that on Shabbos. Shaydeh Shabbos Kodesh. Now, I think the Ramchal claims that we could do it during the 6 days of the week as well. But the Rebbe is being realistic that for many, many people, or especially on a Friday where we weren't so successful for the rest of the week of being able to do it, at least to realize that Shabbos is that opportunity. What is that opportunity? Hispashtus hagashmius. That when a person removes himself from all of the mundane things and he enters a place that's entirely different. Us tisaneg al Hashem v'lenos b'ziv shchinaso. V'zeu mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. That's this description of mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. Toiv loydes Hashem v'lomar l'shimcha elyon sheb'Shabbos Kodesh yesh et ha-madrego shel shira. This is the madrego of shira that comes along. Mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. Sheyud ezocha b'lisaneg Hashem v'lenos b'ziv shchinaso mitoch his pashtus hagashmius. The moment in which he's pulled away from all of those things, he's able to leave, as we've discussed in the past, the place of physical creativity, where all physical creativity is usher, and he's removed from that world of Gashmias. He could be transposed and transported to a place where he lives in a world that's full of spiritual creativity, and he no longer has the shackles of this world, and he sees the tov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al pizem is bar heitiv inyim mizmer shel yom haShabbos. And based on this, we can understand mizmer shel yom haShabbos. D'chora mayin yonah l'Shabbos Kodesh. What do the words of mizmer shel yom haShabbos have to do with Shabbos? It's a beautiful kumzit song. Toiv l'hoidois Hashem, l'zadver Hashem cha'el yom, l'hagim v'abokar chastecha, v'emnatzcha v'leilo. It's definitely top 10, but at the end of the day, top 10 doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Shabbos. We don't even mention Shabbos in the entire Mizbar. Why is it all about Shabbos? The emphasis is Tov Lahodos Hashem, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for our good. In the morning, when a person finally breaks through all the fog within the domain of Shabbos Kodesh, he could see all the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam b'leilo she'en ro'em amina b'zeh. And even if he reaches Shabbos and he still doesn't see all the good of what happened in the last week, but he then reaches the place, a place of emuna that he's able to believe, even if he can't see the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kisi machtani Hashem b'falecha, I rejoice b'falecha, and everything you've done, ma'asei yadecha ranein. Shabbos brings us to the recognition that everything is latov, and sometimes even on Shabbos, if we can't appreciate it b'chush or intellectually, we can't appreciate it in our senses, or we appreciate it intellectually, but at the end of the day, we reach a place where we're able to have the emunah that it's all for our good. He lives in the place of travails and struggle. B'tov l'hodos Hashem. And the Rebbe concludes, v'Shabbos Shirahi b'chinas shir kafel. So that's the emphasis of Shabbos Shira on the bottom of Kuf Kaf Bav. Days sheish ben etzem b'chinas shal shira shahisa b'kriyas yamsuf. So we join together the Shira of Kriyas Yamsuf with Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. So in truth, tonight our Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos should also be a different Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, because that is the Shira of Shabbos itself. So it comes out, the Rebbe is saying is that what emerges is as follows, that on Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, what we're doing is we're being koveya every Shabbos as a Shabbos of Shira. And then when we read Kriyas Yamsuf, so then when we read Kriyas Yamsuf, we ourselves exult in that other Shira, that historical Shira. But there are these two Shiras, one in which we initiate, and the other is the one that we respond to. when we go through that experience. But on Shabbos, we start off with Mizmor Shiri on my Shabbos. We turn it into from Yimei Hatzlos into Yimei Shira. V'hein Masha Etzem Shabbos Koshi Yom Hashira Shan Shama V'aruach Shal Yehudim Omrim Ba Shira Lefnei Hashem Yisparach. V'Shabbos Shirim Sheches Ha'ara Shal Yomru Leimar. And on Shabbos Shira, what we do is we fulfill what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised, that we won't only be singing that Shira then, that we will be singing it La'asid Lavo as well for every Shabbos Parshas B'Shach. We should be zochet to be able to feel Toiv L'hoidois L'Hashem L'zamer L'shimcha Elyon, that everything is Baboiker Chastecha, and when we don't see it, to be able to feel V'emunas L'balelis at all times. I'm not sure.